We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And there's a lot of stuff going on in Kansas City this weekend, but there is only one thing happening at Arrowhead Stadium.
Born December 5th in Norfolk, Virginia, our next guest is a member of a monster truck dynasty that includes siblings Ryan and Kristen, and their father, monster truck legend Dennis Anderson, creator and former driver of the legendary Gravedigger. He began his competitive career in 2005. And in 2008, at the age of 22, he became the youngest champion in Monster Jam history. And this Saturday, you can see him in person as Monster Jam finally rolls into Arrowhead Stadium. Please welcome, driver of Gravedigger, Adam Anderson.
Look at you, man. 22, you are already a world champion. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Yeah.
Let me start this apologizing for Lulu. She punched him right in the dick as soon as he walked in the door.
It wasn't a half second.
Power punch at that, too.
I looked up just in time to go, no! Sorry about that. Dead run, both paws, gerdink. I was like, come on, Lou. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Well weathered.
Yeah, right, right. You think about some of the hits you've taken just in Gravedigger. I mean, yes, you're strapped in and all, but people, you joke about that. Like, you land hard sometimes.
Absolutely, man. 14 years of this, I'm built for taking a whooping, man. It's all good.
No kidding. Yeah, and your old man started in 82.
82, man. He created Gravedigger and out of a pile of junk, and it's turned into what it is today, man.
Well, that and Bigfoot are the two you think of forever. I mean, those are the ones you first saw and lived with and loved. And I remember we were riding motorcycles down the Outer Banks, and we're riding down, and it turned to, and I'm like, oh, there it is. And that was better to me than riding motorcycles in North Carolina.
You should have pulled in, man. That's my house.
If it hadn't been so early, we would have.
Yeah.
It was. We were going by at like 7:30 in the morning. I remember thinking, I wonder if we can just pull in.
You can, absolutely. Yeah, Anybody does, anytime, man. Come check it out.
I bet. I mean, and out there, it's like, I mean, that's just such a crazy, interesting part of our United States because it's super beautiful. There's a lot of tourism. But then I have friends who live in the Carolinas, and goddamn. You know what I mean? Like you're like, because all of them, as insane as I've ever met anybody in my life.
Yeah.
When you think about who came from that area, you know, you talk about, the Wright brothers. You talk about the pirates. People don't know that was rife with pirates.
That's
all
it right
down
there,
that
man.
That's your lineage. It's all crazy bastards learning to fly airplanes and pirates.
Yeah, jumping boats, I guess.
That's
man.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so monster trucks come out of that. And finally, congratulations, Arrowhead Stadium. Like, this is where it should have been the whole time. I know we did it in the winter, but this is, you know, I love it in the stadiums.
Yeah, it's going to be unbelievable. You know, I was able to come back here, I think it was either January, February, and do the press release of actually doing the Monster Jam event in Arrowhead Stadium. And there has been monster trucks there, and it was over 20 years ago, almost 30 years ago
now. I remember.
Now. And it was my dad. My dad was one of the last times being in Arrowhead Stadium, was my dad competing at a show there. And so here I am over 20 years later in Gravedigger. Yeah. At the time, he was probably in Gravedigger number 7. I'm driving Gravedigger number 35 this weekend.
You're tearing them up, you and your sister.
Yeah, man. My sister's been doing it for about, I think it's her third full season now.
She's very nice.
I thought she was too until she turned 16.
Yeah, no, they go mean on you too. That's true. Yeah. God, I had a buddy growing up who had an older sister, and she used to beat us both up when we were like 15. Yeah. Just beat our asses, yeah, man. How old were you the first time your dad let you get behind the wheel and drive it?
I was actually, I did a lot of my training was almost per se was, it was kind of like a summer job. It was actually driving the ride truck, which gave all the fans rides, and it was at the place you drove by.
Yeah.
That was my job, and I learned to drive a full-size truck.
Yeah.
That's right. I learned to drive a full-size truck. And that's the biggest thing is knowing where you're at because you cannot see out of these things. And I think that helped me a lot. But the first time I ever jumped one was actually in front of a small crowd of people, of 15,000 people. And
that's a small crowd.
That was a small crowd now. Yeah. And but the first time I jumped it and I landed and kept going and got out of that truck and then saw what was happening, and I knew that this is what I was meant to do.
Oh, yes. Are you kidding me? You know, think about everybody you grew up with, like what the jobs ended up, like sitting in cubicles, selling insurance, like just day after day nightmare.
I thought I was that guy maybe, though. I didn't know. I grew up in it, though. I had no clue.
So I
didn't care. You know what I mean? It was my dad's job.
Right?
Yeah. And then I honestly didn't know if I could do it. But then I figured out I could, but because I'm the most laid back one out of the siblings, me and my sister, and then I have another brother that does it, and I have an even younger brother that's 17 now, and he's starting to compete in some things, and I'm the most laid back one of all, and I'm just kind of like, whatever, keep rolling with it.
Right.
But I'm rolling with it and taking wins too, so it's cool.
Oh my God! Yeah. Can you imagine the Thanksgiving table at that house just busted ass? Like how many you got?
Yeah.
Everybody's pulling cell phones, just trophies. Yeah. Just like, what do you got?
Yeah.
Let me tell you about that. And the 17-year-old brother must take just an amazing.
He's
going to
be tough, dude. Oh my gosh, that poor kid. You know, yeah. Poor kid. I feel for him, but he's we've made him tough.
And see, good God, how old would you have been when he was born?
I don't even know. I can't do math.
You guys are pretty close, yeah.
16 years apart, I think.
Yeah. Your dad does know how kids get made, right?
I think he does. He finally learned.
So is it, when you go out on the road and you do this, because how many shows do you do in a year now? How many competitions?
Man, it's an upwards of 30 plus weekends a year just doing events, let alone doing anything like this or traveling around. I mean, I've flown to Australia before to do a press release, you know, and it was crazy to me, you know, which is, it's an honor. It's cool because sometimes I'm like, oh man, this sucks. I don't want to have to go do this. But then I'm like, what am I talking about? I'm flying over here across the country, across the world,
right,
to tell everybody I'm going to drive Gravedigger here in a couple months, you know?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I need to just ease up.
Yeah, you could have been the guy I met in the Carolinas with the stop and go stick.
Yeah.
You know, that's...
Well, sometimes I sit there and stare at him and say, man, it'd be cool to stay home.
I've had that feeling true with our brothers who take our refuse away. I bet he doesn't get ulcers. But you think about what this is, and it's to watch little kids in their Gravedigger hats, and it looks like the car, and they put it in the big foam one, and they get so excited because it's superheroes come to life for a kid, you know. And adults, trust me, we all love it. But it's, if have you ever seen it?
Yeah, it's been.
I was looking over at some little kids that were sitting over by us, and they were so over the moon in love with what was happening right there and cheering, and it was so beautiful. Like, it was really great. Like, I want to get
it
back
actually,
to that level.
It really is, you know, and it sounds like it's sappy, but it's not. It's the truth, man.
Really,
even before, I have two kids now, and like, they're a pain in the ass, but I love them. Mm-hmm. I love them, you know, and I would do anything for them. But even before having my own kids, I could see that. I knew that my job was to make sure they had a good time, you know, because you talk about, you know, the arena show that we did in the fall. It's kind of like, okay, the kids love it.
Sure, absolutely.
You know what I mean? The kids love it, and they don't even care. They're getting to see, a bigger than life truck in front of them right now.
Right.
You know, it doesn't even matter if it even did anything, almost. You know.
Well, because it's so big and it's so identifiable, and that's what they see.
Yeah.
They see Superman. They see Batman.
Almost like Transformers kind of life.
Absolutely, yeah. They are, man. And especially when you're, you know, we forget what perception is when you're little. When you're 3 feet tall, and that truck, how big that is to them.
It's
size of a building.
But coming to Arrowhead, that changes everything now.
Yeah, it's going
to
be great.
It changes everything because it's not only, I know that we're entertaining the kids already. We got them. You're trapped. Sorry, parents. You got to sit and watch.
That's right.
This weekend at Arrowhead is going to be off the hook, dude. Unbelievable.
Fantastic.
Unbelievable.
Jake and I are a little depressed because it turns out that it's not the safest thing in the world to jam your monster truck through a boat or a camper because it tends to throw stuff into the crowd.
Yeah.
So I remember Jake and I were talking about the good old days when no one cared about the spectators.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. It's
a
shame.
Have you done that where you rammed the truck through the camper or the trailer?
All kinds of stuff, man. But it's not safe for us either.
But
I didn't care. You know, I was like a warrior out there on the track, and whatever it took, there's 50,000 people out here.
Yeah.
I'm going to jump through this ring of fire on my bare feet,
of course.
You know, but it was, it doesn't matter. It's the tricks and stunts and all the different things that we're doing these trucks now. The trucks have actually gotten heavier over time because we've had to build them stronger because we're jumping higher.
The high jump?
Dude.
That's crazy. That's the one I go, man, what are you guys doing? Like, if you haven't seen it, it's the highest straight up jump and then you don't land it. No. You know, you just it just ends up in a pile.
You hope. Like, you hope.
But it's just straight.
You hope.
Like, it's just you go, my God, that's got to hurt when you come down.
Yeah, none of it feels good. It's all okay in that day. It's the next day.
I bet.
And the following.
And what's and what about like celebrity followers? Because there's got to be guys. I never outgrow it. So that you had to have met some musicians or some actors where they're like, I love this.
Yeah, there is. Quite a few, man. Quite a few. And it's unbelievable. Like Chris Angel is like ate up with it for some. Chris, he loves it, you know, and so and yeah. he's like, here, man, have my cell phone number. I'm like, for what?
Magic.
You're gonna make me disappear or something or what? You know. But it's really cool. And then a lot of guys like Travis Pastrana, it kind of falls right in his realm though.
Sure, man.
But he's good great. Buddies, man. He like texted me earlier this year. He said, hey, man, you gonna That's be up awesome. Here? I'm like. No, and I said, hold on, let me check and see who's going to be at that show, because he has little kids now,
right.
And he wants to bring them. And he said, like, I already got my tickets and everything. I don't need anything like that. I just wanted the girls to see the truck. I'm like, then guess what? It was my sister. I said, perfect. We got you covered, dude. So he's got his little girls in the truck and stuff. And
He was great at the Evel Knievel jump.
Yeah, man, awesome. Awesome stuff.
I'm a big Evel Knievel fan.
Yeah,
man.
I am too, very much so.
Dude, if you have time before, and I know that your time is going to be limited in Kansas City, but that Evel Knievel Museum in Topeka
really?
Is amazing. I promise you, like, in no way am I shilling, like, you'll walk in and
well,
go,
that's in my realm, man.
They've got Big Red, the original truck, completely restored.
Really?
All the Evel stuff in it. Sky Cycles, the helmet from Wembley, the helmet from Caesars.
Really?
Yeah, the original.
That's pretty cool.
It's really worth seeing, man. When you're coming through town.
Yeah.
I'm a big Evel Knievel nerd, so I have a signed jumpsuit in my living room in a glass case.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And a good friend of mine, Jeff, just came up with a Evel Knievel pinball for me.
That is awesome.
And, I'm a super nerd for that stuff.
That's cool.
That's what the next one would be fun. An Evel... Just I know you can't use the name, but Evel still you can still do a pretty similar deal, man.
Yeah.
That would be pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
Plus, I bet Kelly, his son, I bet would go for it.
Yeah, we've talked to Kelly and stuff before. He's cool.
He's just as crazy as his old man.
No doubt.
You never know what you're gonna get when he picks up the phone. Why do you enter your phone? Who the F is calling?
Yeah.
Who does that, man? And if you ever had a chance to meet his dad, like, he was a cranky superhero. He was cool, and he was really a nice person. But he wouldn't he didn't know he was cranky.
Yeah.
You go, Evel, why are you being so mean to me? And he's I'm sorry. And you throw one of those crazy fentanyl pops in his mouth and start chewing it up. It was, but that's that world, man. And I think monster trucks connect to Evel Knievel. And I think monster trucks connect to fireworks and carnivals and roller coasters and all the stuff that people think they grow out of them. They think they get more sophisticated taste. And you go, man, you're missing the best part of this life. Like the loud, the scary, the fun, the big, the spectacle. That's the best part of this life.
Everybody thrives on that. And like you said, all walks of life go to Monster Jam now. You know, we used to be this sport that was considered this redneck thing or whatever. That's where we came from. That's what we are. But at the same time, we bring it out on everybody, and we bring out having a good time, because see, the biggest thing to me that's really cool and funny is, you know, we have the television series, we do the TV shows, racing and freestyle competitions on there, and people follow us on that, and then we actually, like, we get the shows, and the kids are so excited to meet us, and then they freeze when they get there. Then the moms are so excited to meet us, because they have to watch us all the time.
Sure.
So they get to know us, and I think that's pretty cool, and it's funny.
And that's how you get kids driving the Great
Bear. Yeah. That's exactly right, but but it's cool. It's funny to see, mom is bringing the boys out to have a good time, you know, and she's having a great time.
Of
she's
course,
jumping
man.
Up and down wearing the hat. You know, everybody is.
There's got to be groupies, because every sport, every entertainment.
If you want them, you can have them. But that's
radio's the same way.
Yeah,
I'm gonna assure you. They call you like, that's a really nice.
But there's
voice.
A lot of most of the groupies are not the ones you want.
Nope.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
NASCAR. What do they call them? Waffle bellies. Because they push up against the fence all the time. I think every facet of anything like this has people who are so genuinely attracted to it, from little kids to rock stars.
Yeah.
Travis Pastrana, you think about that he's impressed with what you do, and he's maybe the greatest driver in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, has he ever driven the Gravedigger?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely. We gotta be better friends. He can't keep up with me. He actually asked me.
No kidding.
He actually asked me, because when he started his NASCAR team, and I regret this all the time, and I think about what I said. He's like, dude, have you ever thought about driving NASCAR? And I was like, nope. That's all I said. No, I'm good, man.
Dude, the one thing I've learned from a dear friend, Jesse Dupree, the answer is always yes.
I know,
the thing you say when somebody asks, it doesn't matter if you've ever wanted it. all my life.
But I really didn't.
It doesn't matter. All my life. I know. It'll open up the craziest doors you've ever seen.
You're right.
I've watched this guy do it. Like, he'll go, yep, that's all I've ever wanted to do.
Yeah.
And he never thought of it once in his life before that.
Yeah.
It's look, it's not too late to get in there and try. we'll hook you up with Clint Boyers from Kansas City.
Yeah, I've met Clint a couple times.
And he's one crazy son of a bitch.
Yeah, very much so.
Out of all those guys, he's the one true crazy bastard.
Yeah.
And he's not far from where you guys are.
Yeah, yeah.
It's I bet all those guys come out.
They do, absolutely. A lot of them go to the biggest venue for us, even close to home, is Atlanta, the Georgia Dome, you know. And it's a trek for me. It's over 10 hours. So for anybody out here, I have family out here that they've actually gone that far away to see one of these big events.
Well, because that's why we're so happy it's back at Arrowhead, man.
Dude,
I
can't
really
wait.
It's important. And what will they see? Because I know it's a nighttime show, which is also great.
Yeah, it is. It makes it so much better because you're focused on it. It is, man. It looks so good. And I always like, why can't we just do it in the daytime so I can go to bed at like 10 o'clock instead of 3 in the morning?
How
you know?
Old are you?
Dude, I've been doing it long enough that I've...
You're not old enough to
dog years.
Like
dog
on,
years.
Adam,
no,
Adam,
look.
Come on.
Monster Trucking's like dog years, man.
God, you and Nikki, you're somehow related. Don't you feel bad?
Yeah.
He's like, I have to go to sleep at 7 o'clock at night and watch the Golden Girls and take
wear me out.
See, but since I was a little kid, I've always had this feeling. My mom told me about it. I wouldn't go to sleep, and she'd ask me why, and I go, I'm afraid I'm going to miss something.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't matter. If you tell me it's going to happen at 10 o'clock at night, I'll go.
Yeah.
Because I love this stuff. And I think it's again, the best part of this life. The spectacle that's happening at Arrowhead this weekend is going to be great.
It is.
It's a great sport. It's great entertainment. It's one of the very few things when somebody says family friendly, I don't think, oh, that's going to suck.
Yeah.
You know, this is good across the board. And it really is okay from 8 to 80, and everybody gets a great time out of it.
Everybody, man. And that is honestly, that's what keeps me going back. I'm still a fan. I sit in that truck, and I watch all these other competitors doing what they're doing out on the track, out on the floor, and I'm in awe sometimes, and I'm cheering for them. And then I realize, oh, crap, I gotta beat that.
Right.
You know, and I really do. And that's saying something. If I've grown up in this sport, I was here before it was Monster Jam. I've been here
since. Before there were flips. Before
it was whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so I'm still watching this and watching all the new up-and-comers within our sport. You know, they're pushing me, and where I'm becoming the old guy now, and it sucks, you know?
Isn't that crazy?
It is, man.
Because it's true. The Pastranas, you know, because he changed all that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was one thing, and then he came along, and you're like, what is that? How could nobody can do that?
Yeah.
That's not even possible. And you guys don't have foam pits, so that sucks.
Yeah, it does, man.
I mean, you guys got to hit hard. And when you see this, like, you know, people flip these giant trucks, and what do these weigh, and what's their horse?
They're like, they ride 12,000 pounds,
right.
And they got 1,500 horsepower.
Just anybody listening, if you want to know what that is like, the skid steer I drive, which is a good up medium to large skid, is 9,000 pounds. Mm-hmm. This is a 12,000 pound jumping, and how high on the high jump can you go?
I think they did this past one was like 48, 47 feet, I think, something like that.
That's almost five stories in the air.
Yeah, it's terrible,
that's crazy, man.
It is awesome to watch, but it is a terrible ride, man.
Right?
It is, but it doesn't matter. Your adrenaline's pumping, you're in there, you're along for the ride, you do not care one bit.
And you guys have gotten incredibly good at leveling them out. That's the one thing I've noticed when you watch, and it's almost like you tap the brakes, it's straight up.
You do.
And then the momentum stops and it flattens out the vehicle so it comes down. And you got to be so precise with that.
The first time we ever did that, it was between myself and I was actually traveling with Damon Bradshaw, which was one of the biggest supercross riders of all time. And he transferred over to Monster Jam.
And that's right. That's what they would do with the front brake.
They did. They would lock the brakes up. And I told him one time, I said, dude, I'm going to try it with the truck. And if it breaks something, it breaks something. We got to try it. And then we did it. And it was like, oh my gosh, it actually does something.
Yeah, and
you know,
it's hard to explain, but it's when you're coming up, and then it's just tap it, and it just levels everything out, and you land flat.
Well, you think about one tire. One of these tires weighs, you know, right at almost 1,000 pounds with everything. It's 750 pounds per tire.
Yeah.
So you think about all four of those tires rotating and stopping them, the amount of mass that you're stopping.
You tap the back to drop the front?
You only have no control. It's all four. It's all four, but so you got to be careful. You hit it too much, too long, it's going to go end over end, or then you got to try to recover with accelerating again. So Yeah.
And you think about how to try to recover by accelerating in the air when your tires aren't touching anything.
Yeah.
And it will literally push it back up again.
It'll start to slowly, it doesn't always work.
Right.
But it'll slowly bring itself back.
When are the Rockets coming? Because you know Rockets have to be coming.
There's Man, I've been asking for them for years.
It has to happen at some point. Like, you know, this is all going to happen. There's going to be a flying monster truck. Someone's going to drop a monster truck. Has anybody ever dropped one like the way they drop tanks in a C-130s?
I've always talked about that, man. I have always talked about it. I thought it would be awesome. Besides, I'm scared of heights, but I would do it.
Close your eyes.
That's exactly right. That's right. I would be okay. I'll be all right.
But you really could pull that off. If you could fit the monster truck in the back of the C-130, you'd have to. And I don't know how you'd do it, but I mean.
That's the only problem is because we hauled one over to Saudi Arabia one time on a plane. But you have to take the big tires off for it to fit in there through the back door.
Yeah.
So.
I wonder if one of those big Russian super
it probably
cargo
would.
Planes might. But imagine how insane that
I always
would
thought
be.
It would just be cool if a helicopter dropped us into the stadium.
Yes, and that you could do.
Yeah.
You really could. You could get 12,000 because they lift those giant air conditioning units up on skyscrapers.
Yeah.
Who's running this goddamn circus? who does run Monster Jam? Is there a governing body for the... Because it is a sport. You guys do have points. I mean, yes, it's a show, but this is a very real thing.
It actually is. And a lot of people think it's all set up and it's staged and it's this and that. And the only thing I can say that is staged about it is they have a format for the show.
Right.
And it may be the same format for the, you know, five shows in a row.
But that's
nothing
called competition. That's
nothing,
competition.
Nothing the same happens, not one show.
Is there cheating?
Is there cheating?
Like NASCAR. I mean, what would
they
catch you, man?
What would be considered you could do stuff to the engine. You can. You can try. Yeah,
but
it's
is there
possible.
A limit? Is there limits?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, absolutely, yeah. And it's actually because you talk about 1,500 horsepower, and it's actually our motors are tamed down, but they're very reliable because of that. And that's not the reason why, you know, but at the same time, we could make so much more horsepower.
See, I never knew. I wondered if there were any rules like what the car could be.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The way it used to work is you used to be able to. So you couldn't weigh any less than 9,000 pounds, and then you couldn't have, you know, you had to couldn't have bigger than a 572 cubic inch motor. And I think it's still that now, but now the weight thing has gone out the door. That used to be because they focused on racing, because freestyle wasn't a big thing then.
Right.
So guys wanted their trucks light as possible so that you'd shave the tires down, you'd do this, you'd do that. And they would actually weigh the trucks every event, and you'd have to add 500-600 pounds to a truck to be able to make weight, because these guys were cutting corners on stuff trying to lighten it up.
It'd be a fun storyline. Villains who try to cheat, bad guys, good guys, bad guys, people get... You know, I guess there's little kids. So that's maybe not the greatest thing. I was just thinking people could fight each other in WWE. Tell me this, and I know you got other places to go, but if you're just joining the show, Adam Anderson's with us. Now, he is the driver of Gravedigger, who you will see this Saturday night at Arrowhead. But have you ever gotten sideways with another driver? Or is anybody
absolutely.
In front of you?
You have to.
You and I are going to go box out back.
It's competition, you know, absolutely. I can't say that it's... But I'm a pretty laid back, chill dude. But I wouldn't do it if it wasn't for the wrong, I only do it for the right reasons.
Sure, of course, yeah.
And it was for the right reasons.
Guys like you and guys who do this, you know, that's not who bullies don't drive monster trucks. You know what
there's a lot more than you think. A lot of the younger guys are huge competitors, so they fight with each other super bad.
See, I would always
you know what
you
I mean.
Guys
it's
have,
like
you got so much on your plate. Like the only reason you get poke someone in the nose is if they really got it coming.
Yeah, and that's the only I wait because I watch these younger guys. I'm like, I ain't wasting my time. I ain't gonna waste my breath with them. You know, it's not even worth it. But then when I do, it's worth it.
Do they talk smack behind?
Oh, absolutely. But that's the best thing is because I love everybody and everybody loves me. So they tattle on them right away and they come right to me, man. Come right to me. And that's what happened too. And I told him, I said, if you ever need have to tell me anything, you come right to me.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I mean, you know where I'm at, son.
Yeah, that's it.
Come on. You want a shot at the title? Come on over here.
Yeah,
man.
That's right.
I love this. Listen, Monster Jam's happening this weekend. Tickets are still available. They even have a VIP experience where you get to meet drivers, hold the trophy, I think. You get pictures taken. You get a special tour of the rigs and all that stuff, right?
There's all kinds of stuff. They'll have a VIP experience that you can look into once you get there. But also, there's just the pit party, which you have to get a ticket to. But that's for, dude, like some of these pit parties have tons of people. They're awesome.
Amazing.
All the trucks
kids.
Are out there. And so not like normally at the arena we have six or eight trucks there at the arena. Yeah. Well, this time, you know, there's going to be 12, 14 trucks here competing and all the drivers are going to be out there, you know, and signing autographs, you know, rain or shine, man, we roll with it, man.
I think that is the out of everything, especially for a kid. And if, what am I talking about? For me, too. If you get down there and you get to stand next to that truck, look up underneath it, look at the size of you compared to the tires like that. And little kids, my God, they get to meet the guy that drives it. They put their hand on it. And that means everything. That changes it all for a kid.
Yeah, for sure. No doubt, man. You just get that perspective. You're standing next to it. That's their idol, is that truck, you know? So I got to fulfill what that truck is giving to these kids, you know?
You have to live up to it every
time.
That's
it, man. And it's not in the truck, it's off the track, too, man.
It's going to be fantastic. Monster Jam, finally, it's back at Arrowhead Stadium. It's going to be fantastic, man. Brother, it's good to see you, Adam.
Hey, thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Saturday night, we'll see you there.
All right, Arrowhead, come see us.
Monster Jam, Gravedigger, do not miss it, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.